In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, there values you heard in the second lesson. None of them can be proved or guaranteed or put in the bank for a rainy day. They're faith, hope, and love. Faith, that which cannot be proved or it was provable, we call it certainty. Faith, which is a peculiar kind of knowledge, more akin to knowing the kind of person someone is than knowing a fact. Then there's hope, which is not a guarantee or a demand or right. It's not a matter of justice, good as all those things are. Hope is what now sees darkly in the mirror what we will then see clearly, what will be fully known. And finally, love, which is the grace. Love, which Jesus showed us, gives itself away entirely, wanting ultimately what is best for the other. Not a doormat, but other-centered. This living on behalf of others is not only in marriage, but what we all as Christians are called to do every day, not just married people or people with fancy vestments, but every last one of us. So maybe in Zach, it's in your marriage begun today that you'll teach us by your particular example about the love of God, about love, forgiveness, shared joy, shared sadness, about faith, which is grounded in relationship, about unity in times of trouble. So my charge to you is reveal what is. Practice kindness. Share joys. Live with respect and appreciation for each other and all of God's creation. Reach out to others and be a sign of